Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Vicky Yoey, anoint me, Lord, today as I travel along the way. The Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 23, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is my prayer. That is my desire to be in God's church, to be in God's presence, to be in the presence of God's people. Amen, somebody. All the days of my life, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And we thank God for you as you are on this prayer line. Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, we are here.
Amen.
The New Creation Christian Ministries family, we are here. Those of you who are intercessors, who are part of this prayer line on a weekly basis, glory, on the way home. So much going on in politics, in our government, in the United States of America, around the globe, around the world, and we need to pray. Pastor, we need to pray.
Yes.
I tell you, it's amazing. I believe people are starting to get a little nervous, and our apostle was speaking to him yesterday, and he said something is going to just shake us next year and get us to pray more earnestly, get the Christians to go before God with this inauguration of Donald Trump and his political cabinet that he's establishing. There are many questions, many things being questioned even as he select his appointments, and we just thank God for prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 18 is what I want to read from tonight. Just a few verses that I want to highlight. God led me here in my private time, and I just want to share some public thoughts. Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 14. Proverbs 18:14. I just love the Proverbs. So much wisdom, so much insight, so much inspiration, and just so much knowledge in the book of Proverbs. Verse 14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? The heart of the prudent get knowledge, and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Verse 16 in Proverbs chapter 18 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Lord Jesus, he that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor cometh searching for him. The lot cause concerneth not to cease, and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. This is what I wanted to get to, verse 20 to 22. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, help us God, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. Wow. That's about six verses coming from the Proverb writer. It goes on in the earlier part of the chapter to talk about the ways of the fool, but the part I wanted to get to is the ways of the wise. Amen.
Amen.
It says that the spirit of a man shall sustain his infirmity. Wow. We got to guard our spirit.
Yeah.
It said it will sustain us even in our infirmity, sickness, lack, famine, when things are not going right. In your infirmity, if your spirit remains right, you will maintain yourself. You will sustain yourself. You will survive if your spirit remains right. That's why I got to go to church. That's why I got to hear a word. That's why I got to read the Bible. That's why I got to pray. That's why we need fellowship with the body of Christ, because we need our spirit man and our spirit woman to remain strong. It says a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. God is perfecting our gifts. God is nurturing and stirring up the things that he skilled us with before we came out of our mother's womb. There's potential and possibility in all of us that we have not even discovered. But those gifts will make room for us and put us before great men and women in this world. I look forward, glory be to God, to bringing God's name glory.
Yeah.
I look forward to discovering some things about myself that I have not yet discovered. I look forward to the future. Then it goes on to say, a brother offended. This is why we must pray. Sometimes Christians, not you on this prayer line, not me, but some Christians are too easily offended. We need a thicker skin. We need a tougher exterior. The Bible says those who are godly will suffer much persecution. It said much. Christians are going to go through. But the Bible says we're not going to look like what we go through. Oh, glory be to God. When you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, no smoke, no kindle, nothing will be upon you that will last. So when we go through, we come out like we never went through. But sometimes it will get uncomfortable. It will get trying. It will be challenging. But this is why we pray. This is why we need to stay covered. This is why we go before God to say, Lord, protect us, cover us, shield us, guard us. Put a hedge of protection around our lives. We need your grace. We need your mercies, which are new every morning. Oh, Koro Oshata. I need his mercies. I need his mercies. I need his mercy.
Yes, yes.
The Bible says, Pastor, they're new every morning.
Every morning, amen. Praise God.
But as we pray tonight, the Proverb writer says in verse 20 and 21, he says, the fruit of a man's lip will satisfy his belly.
Mm.
Wow, my wife gets on me about this, and I thank God that she does, because sometimes my mouth is not where it should be, and the word is not where it should be, in optimism and positivity. But sometimes the fruit of our mouth, the fruit of our lips, people of God, it matters.
Yes, yes.
Our words matters. We got a book in our library, and it says The Power of Words. And it's like words are containers. If I recall reading this book, I might read this after tonight. But it's like words are carriers of containers, and they're going to carry either negative or positive containers. And after a while, those containers become open, and they begin to reveal things in our lives, and they begin to manifest and demonstrate and produce things in our lives, and they carry words. They carry power. They carry authority. It says, the increase of his lips shall he be fulfilled. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And it says that love it shall eat thereof. When we pray tonight, we really try to speak life. We really try to make declarations of life. We make decrees and confessions of life. In Deuteronomy, he said, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses, good and evil. But he gives us the answer, choose life.
Mm-hmm.
He told the people in Deuteronomy, you're going to have a choice. I set before you two doors, two opportunities, and I need you to choose life, not just once, but continuously. And we got to pray, because the enemy tries to get us to back up and start to compromise and start to choose things that are destructive. So when we pray, we stay in the will of God. When we pray,
yes,
We please God when we pray, glory be to God. We even have the power and the ability to obey God. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with the Lord. My wife and I are going to North Carolina to teach on marriage again next month, and I look forward to that trip as our third year in a row going down there. But I see favor on my life so mightily. I found a good thing in my wife, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen.
I mean, I am a man that I am proud to say I have found a wife, and that scripture is so real to me. I found a good thing, and I have found favor with my God.
Amen. Praise God.
Favor to heal me of cancer. Favor to keep me a job where I can provide for my family. Favor to give me children that I'm proud of, grandchildren that I love and I'm proud of. Favor to give me a church family that I call it an honor to be their pastor.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
Favor to go through all I've been through, and God still looks out over me. Father, I thank you for the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That the favor that I see in my own life is over every life on this prayer line. They see your hand in their life, the jobs that they've had, the careers that they've had, the marriages that they've had, the children that they birthed, the opportunities and the blessings that you have given them. They can pinpoint the favor of God in their lives. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight that your blessings will continue to flow.
Yes.
We pray tonight that we remain under an open heaven.
Yes.
We pray tonight that you continue to pour out blessings too big for us to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight for every person under the sound of our voice. We know the adversary. We know the enemy is busy. We know the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But God, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly through your son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Dunamis, the abundant life, the Zoe life in the name of Jesus. So that's what we're striving for. That's what we're pressing for. That's what we're longing for. That's what we're reaching for. But we need prayer because the enemy's trying to discourage us. The enemy's trying to frustrate us. The enemy's trying to deny us. But if God be for us, Koro Oshata.
Yes, Lord.
Ha kele e shekerebo. Ra kara e koro. Rishele e kaba. I thank you for heavenly language.
Yes.
I thank you for the gift of other tongues. I thank you for supernatural ability in the name of Jesus. Sign, wonders, and miracles will follow those of us who believe.
Yes, God.
Healed of cancer, healed of glaucoma, healed of cataracts, healed of seizures, healed of alopecia, healed of diabetes, healed of chronic clinical diseases.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So, Lord, everything that's on this prayer line that is not of your will, we bind that spirit up.
Yes.
We bind that spirit up. Sickness is not the will of God. We bind that spirit up. Pain in our bodies on a daily basis is not the will of God. We bind that spirit up. Infirmity and iniquity, we bind that devil up tonight in the name of Jesus. We're unstoppable people of God. We are unstoppable, but we got to pray. He says, pray without ceasing in the word. He says, men ought always to pray. He said, if my people, Pastor, he said, but they're called by my name.
Yes.
Stop looking at January 20th. Stop looking at these appointments and getting nervous. Stop looking at this cabinet and wondering what's going to happen with people with no political experience. God is in control.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, Lord, we're not going to lean on the arm of flesh. We're going to trust in your word. Jesus said, it is written. Oh, my God. Jesus said, it is written. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain forever. So, God, I speak the word over your people that we're more than conquerors.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
I speak the word over all of us tonight that we're blessed and highly favored.
Yes, thank you.
I speak your word over every life that we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
We speak and declare the word of life over everybody in the name of Jesus that we're a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people. We are the children, sons, and daughters of the Most High God. We are heirs with Jesus. We are co-heirs with the Son of the Living God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I praise you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I saw the word landlord today.
Mm-hmm.
Landlord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord over a certain mm-hmm. piece of land.
Yes.
The landlord of a building, of mm-hmm. properties, of mm-hmm. estates.
Yes.
But we serve the Lord of Lords. Glory be to God. We serve the King of Kings.
Yes.
Maybe you're a landlord on this prayer line. Maybe you got property. I don't know. But he is Lord of Lords.
Lord,
he is King of Kings. He is Lord of all the land.
Yes.
The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof,
oh,
and they that dwell therein. So he is Lord of the, he is the landlord.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Yes. Amen.
Pastor, continue to pray.
Amen.
But I thank God for every intercessor tonight because we do need to pray for this new coming government leadership. We need to pray for Donald Trump. We need to pray for all his appointees, his cabinet. We need to pray for our government, local, federal, doesn't matter. So, Lord, we pray, and we're going to continue to pray. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Oh, God, you are the great I am. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. There is nothing impossible for you, oh, God. And we continue to put our hope and trust in you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift your name on high. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, God. So we open our mouth and we praise you. We shout hallelujah
yeah.
to you, Lord. We shout praise God. We shout, oh, magnificent Lamb. We shout Lamb of Lamb, Lion of Judah. We shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. You are worthy, God. We thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hands upon our lives.
Yes.
Lord, we bow down before you. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. You said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. God, we come humbly, boldly, humbly and boldly to your throne, God. We come humbly, oh God, bowing before you, oh God, bowing before your majesty. Bowing before your deity, bowing before your divinity, oh God. We come, Lord, hallelujah, humbling ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand, Lord. We ask for you to forgive us, oh God. We repent, oh God. We repent as a church. We repent as a people. We repent as your church, oh God. We repent for the church, oh God. And we say, forgive us, oh Lord, for our sins, oh God. Forgive us for our trespasses, forgive us for our iniquities, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. For our disobedience.
We're sorry, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord, for our disbelief. Forgive us, oh God. Lord, we come before you, Lord, thanking you and repenting, oh God. Bless America, Lord. Forgive America. Have mercy on America, oh God. This land was founded on your word, founded on biblical principles, founded on the love for you, oh God. Lord, bring back, make America great again, oh God. God, for what you called it to be and what you ordained it to be, not in the sight of man, not when man messed up, oh God, but Lord, take us back to your divine plan for this land, oh God, when you had them come over, oh God, hallelujah, and it was established by your word, God. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, no more division, no more racism, no more, oh God, hallelujah, going backwards, oh God, no more hating people because of the color of their skin, no more, Father God, slavery and bondage, oh God, no more, oh God, oppression, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we trust you, oh God, we trust you, take us back to paradise, take us to Eden, oh God, take us to your original plan, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we surrender all to you, oh God, we pray for this United States of America, we pray, God, for America on today, God, help us, oh God, open the eyes of those in leadership, open the eyes of the blind, open the eyes of Donald Trump, oh God. We pray for his soul, God, that you will save him, save him, God, save him, change him, give him godly, Father God, in leadership. Let him hear the gospel and be redeemed, oh God. Him and all that are in the White House that do not know you, God. We pray for souls in the White House on today. We pray for souls in Washington. We pray for souls, oh God, in the cabinet. We pray for souls in the house, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for souls, that you will save souls, God, send your word, we send your word, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you will save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help them to see that they really are lost, and they really are bankrupt in the spiritually bankrupt, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name, God. Stir up your power, oh God, in the land. Stir up your presence in the land. Stir up your glory in the land, in America, oh God. We thank you. We pray for those who are less fortunate. We pray, Father God, for provision and protection. We pray, Father God, for higher education, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for every person that wants a college degree. We pray that there will continue to be a way, oh God, for them to go and get that financing and get that degree. We pray for those who need subsidized income, oh God. We pray for those, Father God, who still need welfare, who still need food stamps, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who still need unemployment. We pray for Social Security benefits, oh God, to be in place, intact, oh God. We pray for those who are losing their homes and foreclosure, God. We pray, Father God, for foreclosure, keeping modification, mortgage modification, and helping America to keep their homes, oh God. We pray for those who don't have life insurance and those who don't have medical insurance, oh God. We pray that Obamacare, Father God, will continue, Father God, to help those who didn't can't afford insurance to have insurance, oh God, that every person will be insured, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We pray for education, God. Lord, open the eyes of your people, oh God. Help us to see what we need to see in order to continue to move forward. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. We pray for every household on this phone, God. Bless, oh God, each and every home. Bless every family. Bless every marriage. Bless every financial resource. Bless every job. Bless every business. Bless every child. Bless every grandchild. Bless every relationship, oh God. Breathe on your people. Breathe on everything that and everybody that's connected to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oscar, Lord. We thank you.
We
praise you.
Yes.
We bless your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We bind up the spirit of offense.
We find
offense in the church, moving people out of position, moving people out of the church. My God, hallelujah. Let not one be offended, oh God. Let not one be hurt in the church. We bind up the spirit of church hurt, God. We bind up the spirit of church hurt, inadvertently or intentional, God. We bind up the spirit of abuse in the church, God. In the name of Jesus, mental, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, we bind it up. We bind up, oh, that spirit of molestation, my God, that's in so many places, in so many houses, in so many churches, and we bind up that demon spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak wholeness over the people, and we speak wholeness over this prayer line, and we speak wholeness, Mama Koshana, we bind up the spirit of poverty and lack in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that there is more than enough overflow in the homes of the people, all of the people on this line. We declare overflow coming into your house, overflow coming into your bank account, overflow coming into your checking account, overflow coming into your business, overflow coming in, money coming to you in the name of Jesus. As you delight yourself in God, as you meditate on the word day and night, everything that you touch will prosper. We speak overflow, overflow, increase, increase in the name of Jesus.
My God.
Oh, God, we pray for the church. Oh, God, we pray for new creation Christian ministry.
Yes.
On tonight, God,
Lord.
As we end strong, God, as we end this year strong, God, we thank you, Lord, for those who are still on the wall. We thank you for the foundational members, oh God. We thank you for those who are holding it down. We thank you, Lord, for the families who refuse to bow. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless those families, God. Bless every family that's a part of New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless every individual that's a part of New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. We call to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and we speak to anything, any yoke. My God, we destroy every yoke that's holding back the people of God.
Yes.
We destroy every yoke that's holding God's people back from coming.
Amen.
We destroy every yoke that's trying to pull people out the church. We destroy every yoke that's trying to get God's people to be offended. We destroy every yoke that's trying to distract the people of God, and we speak increase over their house. God says that he will fill the house.
Yes.
And Ezekiel, he said that he will send increase to the church. He will send increase to the house. He will fill the house from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He will send in sons.
Yes.
He will send in daughters. We call them in. We call them in. We call in the sons. We call in the daughters. We call in the laborers from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus. And it is, so we speak spiritual enlightenment to those who are spiritually malnourished.
Yes.
We speak spiritual nourishment to your bones in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
We speak life to every dead situation.
Mama
Koshelena, you shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. We speak life to every dead situation. My God, we speak breath to every dead bone. We say that those dead bones, we prophesy to the dead bones. My God, we prophesy to the skeleton of division. We prophesy, my God, and say, get up, arise, stand up, and live in the name of Jesus. Mama, little girl, we say unto you, get up.
Get up.
My God, army of dry bones, we say to you, get up.
Get up.
You shall live bone to bone. My God, flesh and my God, sinews. My God, hallelujah. My God, and breath, we declare the entry of breath, my God, into every dead situation, the rock of God, the breath breath of God. We declare the breath of God over every dead situation. My God, we declare the breath of God over every situation that's in ICU. My God, we declare the ruach of God, the life-giving breath and power of God over every church that's struggling, over New Creation Christian Ministries, over every church that's doing the work of God.
Amen.
We declare ruach, oh my God, life-sustaining, life-giving breath, my God, over every situation in the name of Jesus. God, have your way, Lord, have your way. We protect our children and our young adults and our adults in the ministry, and God, continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless everybody on this prayer line, God. Bless us, and bless us indeed. Enlarge our territories, oh God. Keep us from doing evil, and keep evil away from us. Use us mightily, oh God, to do your will. Get the glory out of each and every one of our lives, oh God, and our church, God, in the name of Jesus. Extend the borders of our tents, God. Hallelujah. Get the glory out of us, God. Send us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be living witnesses of your goodness, to be living witnesses of your power, to be living witnesses of your glory. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory, Pastor. That's so powerful. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ, not just on Easter, not just on Resurrection Sunday, but you said we can speak those things that be not as though they are. Every dead situation, every dry dream, every dry thing that tries to dry up and go away and dissolve, we have the ability through our words to take authority and speak life back into it. Dead relationships, dead ambition, dead drive and zeal. We thank God for words of power and authority.
Yes.
Jesus said, I give you authority.
Yes.
People of God, we have authority.
Yes.
Take back what the enemy has taken from you. Take back your marriage. Take back your health. Take back your zeal and your joy. Get it
my
back.
God. My God.
Take
my
it
God.
Back.
My God.
Take it back. We repossess it in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray and open up the phone lines. We pray. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you press 1 on your phone, we want to pray and touch and agree with you on tonight. We thank God for every call, every family represented on this prayer line. As we have a few more weeks in this year, a couple more Tuesdays that we're going to pray, we thank God that I tell you that I know the prayers made a difference this year as we are closing out in December. I've seen it in my own life.
Yes.
My wife and I got a blessing this weekend that just passed.
Yes.
Only God through prayer.
Yes.
I tell you, only God through prayer. He's a mighty God. Yes, he is. I was sharing with the church on Sunday. I had a condition in my feet called plantar fasciitis. You may be familiar with it. It's when your arches or your nerves in your foot are really torn and pulled, and I could barely put my feet on the floor as I got up in the morning. And all of a sudden, months ago, I didn't even realize it, but God removed it.
Mm.
Glory be to God.
My God.
See, when we pray, we may forget, but he don't forget.
Mm.
And in due season, at the appointed time, in the Kairos moment, God will manifest the prayers that you put before him. God will do what he promised he would do in your life. God will show up and show out in due season. And I tell you, it just hit me one day. I realized, you know, that excruciating pain. I got cortisone shots and everything. They do that cortisone injection to try to ease that pain. They give you creams and ointments and therapy, and nothing would work.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, one day it was just gone.
Wow.
That's God.
That's only God.
I don't want to forget his blessings and his mercy.
Yes.
I don't want to take nothing for granted. I want to be that one leper that turned back. I want to be that person to say, Lord, I thank you. Let's take this first caller, Pastor, and see what's on the heart of this individual. We thank God for, what is that, 678?
Yeah.
Okay. 678, we thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I have a praise report today. Last week I called in. I called. My sister was not doing well. She had a mini stroke, the doctor said, and they were going to go in that next day, I believe, to perform a procedure to see if she had any artery, any blocked arteries, and see if there was anything wrong with her heart. And thank you for everyone praying. I prayed. I asked God to perform a supernatural healing over her body. And so it was it. Doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with her. They couldn't find any blood clots. They couldn't find nothing wrong with her heart. And they sent her home. And thank God she's been doing well since then. So I remember I went to the hospital the day before that, and I told her, I'm going to go on the prayer line this week, and I'm going to ask God for supernatural healing. No one else could heal you like him. And she asked me, supernatural healing? I says, yes. You've never heard of a supernatural healing? And so I explained to her, and so I want to thank God for that, because she, you know, she was able to leave the hospital, and doctors were not able to find anything. So I thank God for that. And I just always keep thanking God, because he has brought so much joy to my life. He has made me see things in a different way. I thank him so much for that, because I find myself always smiling and giggling at times. And sometimes I just say, what are you doing over there? But you know what? The works and the wonders of my God, I mean, it's just incredible, and you just can't do nothing but, you know, thank him for what he does for us. So I thank him so much, and I do pray that this is the season that everybody, you know, is when God is when Jesus Christ is born, and that everybody keeps the tradition of what Christmas is all about. I've never been out there in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, because I never thought that that was what was Christmas about. So everyone stay safe. I want to sing a song. It's a Christmas song. And I just want to ask Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony to just continue praying for all of us, because we all need prayers. And so it doesn't matter what kind of prayer it is, but just a prayer of peace, especially now during this season. We need peace, and for what's happening in this world, you know, it's just incredible how everything is just looking so crazy, and people are coming out from left and right saying things and doing things that, you know, you've never seen happening before, and they're happening now. So the devil is always busy trying to keep us away from reaching our God, but with prayers and faith and belief that everything's going to be okay, it will be okay.
So, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And so my song goes like this. I couldn't bring my band along today. They were caught in the rain. Anyway, it goes like this. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept watching over silent flocks of night, behold, throughout the heaven there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lonely manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on a mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And let's all celebrate the birth of Christ, because of him we are where we at now. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, this prayer line. Happy holidays to everyone. And a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
Go tell it on the mountain,
yes,
over the hills, and everywhere.
Woo!
That,
yes,
Jesus Christ is born.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure that's what he means by, yeah, it's up to us to preserve, amen, what this season is all about.
That's right.
Like you said, December 25th, Jesus' birthday,
yes,
Christmas. Trust me, we who are Christians need to tell the world,
yes,
a Savior is born. The Bible,
yes,
says, glory be to God, unto us a Savior is,
yes,
born.
Yes.
So we,
yes,
thank God,
yes,
he called us on this prayer line out of darkness into his marvelous light. And as you said, you find yourself smiling and having joy and facing sometimes adversity with a chuckle. That's only the supernatural God that you serve. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Maria tonight. We,
yes,
thank you in the name of Jesus that joy that she had, the world didn't give it to her. The world can't take it away. She has Jesus' joy. And even with song, without her band behind her, we thank God that she reminded us tonight that, Jesus, you have been born and you are the Savior of the world. And God so loved the world that he sent you, that whomever shall believe in you shall never perish but have eternal life.
Yes.
So we thank you for eternity.
Yes.
We thank you that your Father, that, hallelujah, have many mansions and you have gone to prepare a place,
yes,
for us.
Lord.
And where you,
yes,
are, we will be there someday. So we thank you. Even as we fall asleep on this side, we're going to wake up in our mansion. So, Lord, I,
yes,
thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that we have no fear. We know that you have not given us the spirit of fear. So thank you for Maria with song. Thank you for her life, health, and strength. We thank you for her son and her family, Lord, that during,
yes,
this holiday season,
you
will bless them, Lord, as they fellowship and have food and family together, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, celebrating the new year as it begins to come in. We thank you for this holiday season, Lord. We know the meaning for the season.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus,
yes,
for her life. We thank you for her witness and her testimony of your goodness,
yes, yes,
your mercy,
you,
following her all the days of her life.
Jesus.
So continue,
yes,
to equip her.
Thank you.
Continue to enable her.
Yes.
Continue to strengthen her.
Yes.
Continue to give her godly wisdom and discernment.
Hallelujah.
Continue,
yes,
in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus,
yeah,
to anoint her with supernatural ability. And we thank you for the praise report of her sister, Lord, with the,
yes,
with the stroke.
Lord Jesus. Thank,
oh,
you.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And we,
yes,
thank,
Lord,
you for favor on her life.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That there was no effects of the stroke. And we thank you that she's home and you healed her,
yes,
supernaturally.
Jesus, thank you.
Even as her sister prayed for her,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. So we thank,
yes,
you,
Jesus,
that
Lord,
stroke,
thank
or
you,
heart attacks or failures in health, nothing can stop the people of God. So we thank you in the name of Jesus for that testimony and the praise report that you released her sister from the hospital in the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of Jesus.
You,
and we give your name thanks for it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
yes,
amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That testimony blessed us tonight.
Yes.
We,
yes,
you know, the medical profession,
ooh,
when it,
Lord,
comes to a stroke,
ooh, thank you,
there are no real answers.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God that,
thank you,
God,
thank
was watching,
you,
over you the whole time, that it wasn't worse.
Thank,
we thank God for his hand of protection being over her life. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, yeah. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everybody on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yes,
praise
Jesus. Thank
God.
You.
Oh, we magnify your name. You are worthy,
yeah.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank
to your
you.
Name, Father.
We thank you. We thank you. Oh, my God. Jesus, oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be all the glory. God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller tonight. We thank God.
Oh, God.
What a testimony. What a praise report. In the name of Jesus,
you,
of the healing power of our God.
Oh,
he's
God.
A healer, church. He is a healer. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Hallelujah. Area code 919. God bless you this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello. Is that a hand raised? 919. Yes, we can hear you. God bless
God
you.
God bless you. This is Shaquella. I'm calling in for prayer tonight. Just asking that you guys pray for my family, and also asking that you pray for me. There's just some things I need for my household, so I'm just believing God to move. I need some furniture, so I'm asking God to move in that area.
Amen. Moving furniture in her family.
Moving furniture. Amen. God bless you, Shaquella. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We worship your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you will be in our midst, God. So, Lord, we thank you that you are on this prayer line, God, and we are giving you the glory, you the honor, and you the praise. Lord, we lift up Shaquella on tonight, God. We pray for your daughter, God, who you love so much, God. We pray for her on tonight, God, and we pray for her, Father God, every need being met, God. Lord, help her, Father God, to walk, continue to walk with you, oh God. Help her, Lord. She's seeking you like never before, Lord. As that deer panthers after the waters, Lord, so her soul is longing after you, even as she comes to this prayer line for prayer, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would give her another touch, oh God, that you would touch her supernaturally, God. Lord, we talked about the supernatural on this prayer line on tonight, God. And Lord, we're asking you to move supernaturally in Sister Shaquella's life, oh God. Lord, we're asking you, Father God, to give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we're praying for breakthrough in her life on tonight, and we declare that every yoke, every stronghold, everything that's trying to oppress her, everything that's trying to stop her, we declare that it's broken on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon on assignment, God, that's been trying to come, oh God, and come against the plan, the great plan that you have for her life. You said that you have a plan to prosper her, oh Lord, and not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. And God, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, that everything that's out of order, everything that she needs to be lined up, Lord, that it will line up according to your plan, according to your will, according to your word. God, she needs some things to take place in her house, in her family, oh God, in her resources, oh God, even in her own personal life, God. Things that she can't even begin to, Father God, talk about in public or on this prayer line. But God, we ask, Father God, that you would do it, Lord. Lord, do it for Shaquella. Give her not just one miracle, but many miracles, God. Move my eternity. Move mightily in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch her family, God. Touch her family members. Bring unity, God, to that family, God. Bring strength to that family. Bring peace to that family, God. Bring a greater amount of love, Father God, and expression of love to that family. We bind up every generational curse tonight in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of demolition that came to destroy them in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of division, and we speak unity over her family in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Even for the furniture, oh God, that needs to be moved, God, that you will make a way out of no way, God, that you will get that furniture moved, God, that you will move it, God, the physical furniture, the spiritual baggage, oh God, that you will move it all out, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, that you can do everything but fail. And, Lord, we thank you for laying your hands on Shaquella on tonight, God. Lord, we come so often, Father God, we trust you, oh God, for our provision. We trust you, oh God, Father God, for making a way out of no way. We trust you for healing, oh God, and we trust you for spiritual nourishment. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will take Shaquella on a spiritual trip higher, a dimension higher than she's ever experienced, oh God. Father God, increase our faith to another dimension, another level in you, oh God. Lord, that there will be, Father God, manifestation all around her, that she will decree a thing, oh God, and it will be established, oh God, not only in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm, God. Give her a greater amount of power, authority, and dulia and dunamis, oh God. The authority with the spoken word and dunamis of virtue that even rose Jesus Christ up from the grave, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for her spiritual edification on tonight, God, that no weapon formed against prosper, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this woman of God tonight. We thank you for her life, God. Lord, that you're taking her higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. Lord, that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into her mind the things that you have in store for her. Lord, I thank you for the transformation power that's hit in her life, my God, in the name of Jesus. That even when she looks in the mirror, God, she will recognize herself, oh God. That people will look at her and say, there's something different about you, and Lord, it will be your glory resting upon her life. And everywhere you go, she goes, you will go. My God, your glory will lead her, and your glory will open doors for her that no man can close. My God, and your glory will bring things into divine order in her family. And your glory, oh God, my God, will heal every hurting place. And your glory, oh God, hallelujah, will bring souls in, even people will come to her and say, Shaquella, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, I thank you for this sister, your daughter, this daughter of Zion. Continue, oh God, to move mightily in her life. Yeah, my God, oh, Kosha. We thank you for divine, my God, impartation, oh God. That is not my chance that she's here, oh God. But you're doing a mighty work in her life, oh God. Manifest to her every gift that you put deposited on the inside of her. Let it be used for your glory. So, Lord, we just thank you for Shaquella. We thank you for her life, God, and we thank you for her life in you. And we thank you, Lord, for divine manifestation, supernatural manifestation of the answer to this prayer. And we praise you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing in this young woman's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just want to God be the glory. Amen. Pastor prayed and receive that prayer by faith that it's already done. But it says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1, hear the word of the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon a tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And I shall answer him when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is upright, is in him, but the just shall live by faith. And even as I got that scripture, I got a picture. God told me to tell you to write down what you need from him. Write down the furniture you need. Write down the kitchen set, the dinette set. Write down the things that you need for this place that you need to dwell in. I got a vision. God says you need to have a vision of your family sitting on that furniture. Y'all having fellowship. They eating your cooking, watching your big screen TV, family, food, fellowship, furniture, everything that you need. Write it down. Make it plain and watch what God do. Yes, pray. Yes, believe. But he's saying, write it down. It's for an appointed time, and it will surely come to pass.
My God.
I believe the word. The verse 1 said, I will stand and see what he will say to me. God is about to speak to you. He's going to give you clear direction on how to get this done. Every need.
My God.
He's going to speak to you directly, tell you who to ask, when to ask, and how to ask for it. God's going to speak to you, and you're going to manifest every need that you have in this season. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, it's already done. But literally, write it down. Get a piece of paper and write down those needs for that household. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Thank God for her. God
for that new furniture.
Yeah.
New furniture. We were talking about some furniture being moved, but God is even talking
it's
about
a, it's a
new
need.
Furniture.
I see the family having fellowship
My
and
God.
Everybody just having fellowship and family
My
and
God.
Fun and laughter in the room mm-hmm. and the atmosphere. To God be the glory as you pray for her family, pray for the furniture, pray for her needs to be met.
God
is up to something good in her life. We have another caller tonight, Pastor?
Yes, another 919.
Okay, this is another 919 area code, and we thank God for you this evening. 919, God bless you tonight.
God bless you as well. Hello?
Yes, yes.
God bless you, Prophetess Michelle.
God bless you, Prophetess. God bless you tonight.
God bless you guys as
yes,
well.
We can hear you.
I was calling in tonight asking for prayer.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this woman of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that her petitions, her supplications are before you. We thank you for the boldness, Lord, and the courage that she comes. Your word says, hallelujah, to come that the grace and the mercy at your altar, Lord, will meet every need that we have. So right now, we touch and agree with her because you said we're two or more gathered in your name as the touching and agreeing, we shall have what we ask of you. So, Lord, meet every need. We thank you that the desires of our heart are already met. We thank you for the praise and the authority and the might, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have given her in this season in her life, Lord, to bring your name glory.
Yes.
Now, Lord, hallelujah, if it's personal, if it's, Father God, financial, if it's physical or emotional, whatever the need is, mental, spiritual, whatever the need is, we know that you are sufficient, God. We know, hallelujah, that you said if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which she is doing, everything we need will be added unto us. So, Lord, we thank you that she continues to seek and ask and knock. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, honor her work, honor her faith, honor her walk right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we call her blessed. We call her anointed. We call her in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, enabled to do the impossible. possible through your ability. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch our family,
yes.
touch our finances,
yes.
touch our future,
yes.
touch
yes.
the ministry, touch
yes.
everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she got her hands to the plow and she's not looking back. So, hallelujah. Bless her indeed. Enlarge every area of her life. We speak increase. I feel God. We speak increase in every area, Lord. Increase in the bank account. Increase in the anointing. Increase in her mindset. Increase in her intellect. Increase in her skills and her ability and her talents. We speak increase. And, Lord, as a result of the increase, here comes the overflow. Because your word declares you'll do exceeding and abundantly above all she could think, ask, or imagine.
Yes.
So thank you for overflow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I see, glory be to God. Mm-hmm. I see just a sound like God turning on a faucet. Just
thank
a faucet
you.
Of blessing. I just see the fountain. Being turned on, and God is about to shower you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to shower you with blessings.
Jesus.
There's some things that, as I talked about that situation I had in my feet, I don't know if you heard me earlier, something I prayed for months ago, and I was in excruciating pain in my
yeah.
feet area.
Yeah.
I forgot all about mm-hmm. it. And months later, I realized I had no pain in my feet yeah. at all.
Jesus.
And in Kairos, in due season, God answered that prayer
mm-hmm.
that I put before him
mm-hmm.
that I forgot about that he didn't. That's what you're about to experience. Some things that you prayed for. Some things that you prayed for. I don't know if it was earlier this year or last year prayers,
mm-hmm.
but God is about to demonstrate it
mm-hmm.
in your life
mm-hmm.
in this season.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, God, I forgot all about that, that I put that before you. And now here is Kairos.
My God.
Here is the set time.
My God.
Here is the appointed time. And God is going to show you. Because he wants to reveal himself to all of us.
My God.
But God is going to show you
Jesus.
That he hears your prayers.
Jesus.
And he answers prayers. He hears you and he answers and he cares. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you.
My God.
And as that stuff begins to pop up and becomes real and becomes a reality and becomes manifested and demonstrate, just begin to praise him.
Thank you.
Don't even have to be a public testimony sometimes. Sometimes he said, praise me privately. Give me thanks
yeah.
privately. Let thanksgiving come from your heart. He doesn't want everything to be public or boasted. But God says sometimes he wants you to praise him quietly. Just receive those blessings. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Amen. Well, God bless you, prophetess. My God, to God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
God for
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, God, so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Thank God for her.
Jesus.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is so heavy on this prayer line.
Yes.
I can barely talk, Pastor. Mm-hmm. My God. I just feel God so mightily, so strongly. My God.
And, Pastor, it reminds me of the upper room experience. It just reminds me of the people that come faithfully to the prayer line. We've seen God demonstrate his hand in our lives. We've seen debt cancellation and healings of diseases that were terminal. We've seen people get houses and relocated and get jobs in a market in a recession, getting gainful employment and getting promotions and elevation. We've seen that power of prayer
mm-hmm.
and the prayer of faith. And that's why it can become overwhelming.
Yes.
It really can become overwhelming.
Yes.
As I said, we got a blessing this weekend. The Simmons household got a blessing this weekend. And I just thank God that we're not the only ones he's blessing.
Yes.
We're not the only ones he's being good to. And as you continue to serve God, I thank God, hallelujah, he determines the end at the beginning.
He's faithful.
He's so faithful.
God is faithful.
He is so faithful.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My mother, amen, and hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas, God. We thank you for her life, God. Thank you for the blessing that she is to so many, even as she labored and loved and cooked, catered my brother-in-law's birthday party on this weekend, God. We thank you, Lord, for the food that I heard was delicious. Lord, thank you for giving her the ability to bless so many people. And, Lord, I ask that you strengthen her right now, God. Lord, pour strength right back into her. Lay your hands on her right now, God. Touch her, oh, God, with your virtue. Touch her with your power, oh, God. Let her feel, Father God, your presence, oh, God. Restore her, oh, God. You said times are refreshing or to be found in your presence, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord, for putting your hands on my mother right now, God, and touching her and blessing her, Father God, and just, Father God, enduing her with more power from on high. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, oh, God, for her health, her strength, oh, God. Hallelujah. Her mind, oh, God. Thank you for keeping her in her right mind. Thank you for keeping her in the land of the living. Thank you for a good bill of health, that by your stripes she is healed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. No sickness will come near her dwelling, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch her family. Touch her son, her grandson, Al. Touch Mustafa. Touch Renee. Touch, my God, Rashida and Jackie and myself and Renee and, oh, glory, hallelujah, and Gary, oh, God. And touch, oh, God, all of her children, her grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this mother, God. Bless her and bless her indeed, God. Hallelujah. Bless her coming and her going. Give her strength. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Lord, let your Holy Spirit flow over this prayer life. Makoshana, oh glory, hallelujah. Let your Holy Spirit flow throughout every household on this prayer line and flood every heart, my God, like tongues of fire, oh God, from the upper room, God. Let us catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost, God, huh? My God, every dry place, oh God, oh glory, hallelujah. Every stagnant place, God, every dead place, God. Makoshana, restore every tired place. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Spirit touch. Oh, glory. Touch us afresh and anew on tonight, God. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Continue to bless my mother. Bless her, oh, God. Hallelujah. Sisters and our family members. And bless Sister Carmen on tonight, God. Oh, glory, the Callow family, even as Vanita was sick and dealing with that toothache, oh, God, we pray for Sister Vanita. We pray for supernatural healing. Oh, Michael, oh, glory, we believe you. We expect you, God. Oh, glory, Lord, we honor you by expecting you to move according to your word, by expecting you to answer our prayers, God. You said we come praying, believing, and praying anything according to your will, that we could believe that you hear us and you will give us supernaturally what we are asking, God. So Lord, we pray, hallelujah, for healing for Vanita, as you already healed her in certain areas. We pray for more healing and healing for Kevin Callow Jr. and healing, my God, for Sister Carmen, Michael, supernatural, like you took away pastor's pain, supernaturally taking away the pain, and everybody that's suffering from pain, let your fire move through this prayer line right now. For everybody who has pain, God's fire is moving through this prayer line, and healing is moving through this prayer line right now. The fire, the supernatural fire of God, the healing fire. Just lift your hands and receive your healing on tonight from that fibromyalgia, from arthritis, from knee pain, and hip pain, from back pain, and high blood pressure. God is healing supernaturally on this prayer line. We're believing and expecting a supernatural move of God on tonight. God has taken away migraine headaches tonight and thyroid problems. My God, God has taken out tumors tonight. My God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God is healing cancer for family members. Oh, family members who have cancer. God is bringing the lame up from the bed of affliction. You get ready to walk. Some of your family members, just call out their name. They get ready to walk. We bind up the spirit of autism and the spirit of paralysis. Oh, my God. The spirit of a crippling, mental illness. My God. The spirit of ADD and ADHD. We bind it up tonight in the name of Jesus. The spirit of depression. My God. We bind it up. Oh, my God. We release your power, your dunamis over this prayer line. We come against the spirit of divorce tonight. My God. Marital problems. My God. Arguments and just an argumentative spirit. We bind that spirit up off this prayer line, off of every household. The spirit of lack and poverty. And we speak increase over every house. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of fear, and anxiety. We bind up that spirit of low self-esteem. We pray for Rita Leak on tonight. We speak increase over her life, and we speak increase over Sister Yvette tonight. Sister Carmen's daughter. We speak increase over every household under the sound of my voice. God says I'm moving supernaturally. I'm moving in the shadows. I'm moving in the shadows. My God, I'm moving behind the scenes. All things are working together for your good. God says I'm a supernatural God, and I'm moving even those things that you don't know how to ask me about. I'm moving, says the Lord, and I'm fixing things, and I'm working things, and I'm putting things together. And I'm bringing peace in the middle of the storm. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. And I'm bringing the money. I'm bringing the resources. I'm regulating minds tonight. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm bringing families back together. I'm bringing unity back into families. And I'm bringing sons and daughters up out of sin. Oh, my God. And grandchildren up out of waywardness. My God. I'm binding up a homosexual spirit. My God. Hallelujah. Homosexual spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. That spirit of addiction, we break it tonight. We break it. We break it tonight in the name of Jesus. Spirit of guilt and shame, we break it off of the people of God. That evil, mean spirit, we break it off in the name of Jesus, off of our family members. And we speak joy and peace, my God, and unity and love over every household on tonight. Provision and increase and overflow, my God, of God's goodness and his mercy over every family on tonight. And Lord, we just thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is bigger than poverty. Bigger than lack. God is bigger, hallelujah, than cancer, HIV. God is bigger than divorce. Hallelujah. We pray for every marriage represented on this prayer line. Sister Gail and Brother Jamal, so many, Brother Mingo and Carmen, Shatika and Andre. We pray for that young couple. We pray for every married couple in the name of Jesus. Every single person that wants to be married, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We say, Lord, have your way. Those looking for a good, godly spouse, those looking for their soulmate, those looking for, in the name of Jesus, that godly relationship, make it happen in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Father God, even during this Christmas season, give them bonuses, give them raises, give them the compensation and the salaries that they ask for. Give them in the name of Jesus promotion and elevation in the marketplace. Increase their income in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them that dream job, God. Glory to your name. So, Lord, we speak right now wellness over every life. Psalm 91, I will satisfy you with long life.
My God.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name tonight and we praise your name tonight, knowing Jesus, yes, we're celebrating your birth, and we thank God for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We at New Creation, we're putting on a production on Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen. Even as Sister Maria talked about it, Pastor, I thought about our play. Our children are so excited.
Yeah,
it's a musical. Pastor said it's a musical.
Yeah.
My wife wrote this play, and she's good at this stuff. She writes plays. She writes books. And we're going to do the birth of Jesus. It's going to be a wonderful production
Christ
at our church
Savior
on Sunday. It's entitled Christ the Savior is Born.
Yes.
And they've been rehearsing, and it's going to be wonderful on Sunday. And I just it reminded me of that pastor tonight, even as she said, why we celebrate December 25th. You know, it's amazing that she said the hustle and bustle, catching the cells and just going into debt. We need to remember the real reason for Christmas, the celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied it. The gospel writers wrote about it. And we thank God that we are experiencing it in Jesus' name. I believe that was our last caller. If there's another caller, you press one. We are a few minutes from closing out. But we pray for New Creation tonight. We pray for you and your different stages. You represent your church on this prayer line, your family, as we approach these last holidays for this last season. We thank God for you tonight. Just interceding. I tell you, the world needs prayer. Pastor, you called it out, alcoholism, addiction, depression. There's so much going on, this spirit of division, not just in the home but in the church. God is looking. God is wanting his sons and his daughters. The Bible says the whole earth moans. The earth groans.
Yes.
For the real sons and daughters to rise up and begin to occupy, begin to take authority, begin to speak. He said, have dominion, subdue, replenish. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
This is still our mandate today. Occupy and multiply. This is our mandate. This is our call as Christians to do these things in the earth realm while we're here. So we thank God for you calling tonight. And prayer is just so powerful. We're gonna go now, and as we approach the Christmas holiday, we thank God for you and your family. Amen. Pastor, I don't know if we're going to close out with a song, but we thank God for every intercessor in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for us. 1482 Maple Avenue is the location of our church. 12:30 service Sunday. Powerful word after the production, after the play. We're going to have a wonderful word of God, great fellowship on Sunday. But if you're in the New Jersey area, come pay us a visit. 1482 Maple Avenue. It's the brick church with the red door right on the corner in the city of Hillside, New Jersey. We thank God for you. If you're feeling led to sow a seed into our ministry, the information is right there on our website. We do have Bible study tomorrow night, 7:30 to 8:30. This same phone number, if you call in, you will hear us teaching the Word of God. We slow it down. We exegete the Word. We go into the Word. We have time to explain the Word a lot more on Wednesday night. And it's a virtual Bible study. Our busy lives, right now we don't go out to the church, but you can call in, get your pen and paper, and really go deeper into the Word of God, the Logos Word of God. So we thank God for you.
Website. The website is nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. And Pastor preached a powerful word on Sunday. Become unstoppable. You must become unstoppable. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is NCCMTV. you need this word. You got to get that word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Go and watch Pastor preach that word about 50 minutes. You must become unstoppable and let God bless your life. So God bless you. We love you. We will see some of you here tomorrow. Others we pray to see on Sunday. Bring somebody with you to the church for the production. It's a powerful, powerful production that's going to be put forth on Sunday at about 12:30, about 1 o'clock, 12:30. Be on time. We start at 12:30, so you don't want to miss it. So God bless you. Go in peace. And serve our God. Amen.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only be could hold.